Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Bob Myers is on the line. He heard all that. And so we'll get his assessment of that phone call by Rob G in San Francisco. Bob Myers, the president of basketball operations and GM of the Golden State Warriors, the executive show.
Welcome to the executive show.
Nothing easy.
An inside look at the Warriors front office.
Can somebody give Bob some credit?
With President of Basketball Operations and GM, Bob Myers, on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Bob, as you can hear, our roasters are one of a kind. They're different. Our listeners are different on the morning roast in the mornings, and we love them all. We love them all. Your assessment of Rob's take on Steph Curry and Cedric Maxwell.
I kind of was half listening. I heard him say Cedric Maxwell, something derogatory. You know, I don't know why people get so worked up about the former player stuff. I think when you're a fan of a team and anybody criticizes your team, sometimes it's like somebody criticizing your family. You just get really upset. You have to kind of pull back on some of these things. And that guy played for the Celtics. I mean, what do we expect him to say?
Right. Thank you.
Right.
You know, it's a little bit like, I imagine, Rick Barry, pretty pro-Warriors. I mean, the Celtics people probably don't like him. So,
no. But we know Rick. Rick's way more critical.
No, Rick is already saying, I don't know if this is a championship team.
Yeah,
we've had Rick on a lot.
God bless his soul.
Yeah, who knows where Rick is at right now or what he's thinking about the series. But, look, Joe got all worked up this morning. Your boy Joe Shasky here, Bob, got worked up because an article came up that was written by Zach Lowe saying that other owners are grumbling about the way you guys spend money. And we think it's all crap that, hey, look, you guys do what you do within the rules. You guys are spending the money. You guys want to win. There's no crime in that. But Shasky was amped up about it.
Nobody complained last year when you didn't make the playoffs. Nobody complained the year before when you only won 15 games. I mean, you guys are footing the bill for the stadium. You know, you're putting your money where your mouth is. You make the acquisition for Oubre. You pay all this luxury tax on top of all of that. Nobody said boo-hoo. But now that you guys are winning, everybody's coming out with sour grapes. I don't have any time for it. And I'm curious what your response is when you hear other people are frustrated with how you guys are spending money.
You know, I have a little bit of a different, I agree, but for a different reason. I think on that point, you should be allowed to spend on your own players. I mean, we drafted a lot of these guys. We developed them.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like we went out and signed all these guys as free agents and built some team that way. We drafted, you know, Larry Riley's guys drafted Curry. I mean, I was here when we drafted Clay. We drafted Draymond. We drafted Poole. We traded for Wiggins. Nobody wanted Wiggins. I mean, nobody was saying anything then.
Yep.
I mean, Looney. I mean, my response to a lot of that would be if you draft your own guys and develop them, you should be able to pay those guys and potentially not even a tax. So, It's a little different. I understand people, you know, they can get upset about whatever they want. But at the same time, I look at other organizations in any sport, and I always am not jealous, but
Well, I'm jealous for different reasons that they did a great job. If you draft the guys and you develop them, well, you know what? You did a nice job. Everybody's got equal playing field in the draft. Everybody drafts, usually, unless you trade your pick. So it's an opportunity where it's not about big, small markets, not any of that. It's about how well you do with that. And then it's about development. So I could hear it a little bit more, maybe if it was some situation where we were just signing all these guys in free agency and something like that. But these are our guys. We've rode it out with them. We've been through highs and lows. Like you said, I mean, when we had the worst record in the league, it's still a lot of the same guys. So, You know what? Fine. You know, we just got to go play the game and try to win this thing.
No doubt. Bob Myers here on 95.7 The Game. The Warriors are heading, or they're already in Boston for game number 3 tomorrow night at TD Garden. Series tied at 1 game apiece. And Draymond Green sort of stole the show from game number 2, right? Everybody's talking about Draymond. I was looking at Steph Curry and his dominance, which we'll get to in just a second. But I want to play the sound from Steve Javy, who joined Damon and Ratto yesterday, Bob. It's about 40 seconds long. And I want you to listen to what Steve Javy had to say about the Draymond Green and Jaylen Brown dust-up in the second half. Here's Steve Javy, former official in the NBA.
I even thought in my mind last night that if this is a regular season game, then I would have called a double technical foul. In my opinion, what I would have done, I would have called a double technical foul and Draymond Green would have been ejected from the game. Once you get to the level of a conference final, a final game, the consequence of an ejection, even in the regular season, even though there's 82 games, the first technical foul, one shot. Big deal. Okay, it's one shot. It's basically a warning saying don't give it, you know, watch yourself because you can go get ejected the second time. The second one, you know, it has a consequence. It's a big consequence where it's not only just a foul, but it's also an ejection of a player in the game. And now as you say times that by 10, as you get to the finals, you have to really think, does this action warrant the consequence of that being an ejection from the game, and now we're in the finals? And I would deem it no.
So I disagree with that. I thought, you know, it's a finals game. People want to pay to see the stars. Kicking out Draymond Green for that instance, I thought would have been egregious. However, I would have understood him being kicked out after all the little dust-ups. What's your thoughts on what Steve Javy had to say, Bob, and overall Draymond Green's performance in game number 2?
Well, look, no part of a finals game is anything like a regular season game. It's completely different. It's completely different. They officiate, forget about technicals, and the way they call the game is completely different. The magnitude of the game, guys playing 42 minutes, the people watching. I don't want anybody getting kicked out. People won't believe me. I don't want their players getting kicked out of the game. I wouldn't want one of their guys. I want to watch the teams play and decide who wins and loses. So if it's a question of whether it's a Celtics player or our player and it's a close call, let them play. Let the players decide who wins and loses. I understand the referees have a job to do, and they do a tremendous job. I really think they do a tremendous job of officiating. It is really hard to officiate an NBA game, let alone a finals game. And they have the best officials in the league doing it. And there's nuance to it. And I think for the most part, I was talking to Steve the other day, I don't remember a game where the officials blew it for us. I think this is I think tomorrow night will be my 33rd NBA finals game over the last 8 years. 33
wow.
games. I don't remember one where I left the game and thought we got screwed by the officials. Like,
right.
They lost us the game. Now, I'm sure some people look at games and say that, but that's 33 games. I cannot recall one where I said, if the official hadn't gotten this right or that right, we would have won or lost. And that's a lot of games. That's not nothing. So in my opinion, I do think, and I do know, the finals games are officiated differently.
Mm-hmm.
There's more physicality. That's what the fans want. That's what the players want. That's probably what you guys want, guys that played basketball. Everybody likes that, I think. Nobody likes to watch a game that's ticky-tack foul, so it's a balance. But I'm all for everybody playing. I want all their players healthy. I want all our players healthy. And if you lose, you shake their hand. And if you win, obviously, you get all that comes with winning.
You know, Bob, you're on fire today. Steph's been outstanding. I know B's got some Steph numbers. I'm looking at Jordan Poole. A couple of really nice minutes, but, you know, you'd like to have some more from him. Klay Thompson, it feels like the shot's just not falling right now. How do you get more out of those two players moving forward?
Yeah, I see all that stuff. People have to remember, listeners, this is the toughest. This is the hardest of the hardest. I mean, this playing at this level and succeeding is really hard. They have the best defense in the league over the last however many 40 games. It's not just like the Celtics just decided to guard the Warriors. they're the best in the league. It's an all-time defense. So already you're walking into a series where it's hard to score in the half court. So when you see guys not getting easy looks, that's for a reason. I mean, you're going up against a great, like a football defense where you're like, why can't we score? Well, you're playing against the best defense in the NFL. It's not going to happen easily. So we got to fight for it. We got to adjust to it. Curry's obviously a level where it's really hard to do much to bother him. He's seen every defense. He's in the leadoff, one of the best offensive players in the history of the game. Slowing him down is near impossible. There's other guys that we've seen have moments in the playoffs, and we need them to kind of have big moments in the finals. And I think they will, but you got to remember how difficult it is. They have players on their side of the ball that are really good, too, and haven't broken out and had successive great games. It's just what the NBA finals are. It's rare to see a guy like Curry where you can just bank it. I mean, that's what makes him so great. But every time we've been in the finals, there's usually a guy on the other team, and it's been LeBron for a long time for us, where you're literally like, we're not stopping that guy.
Right.
But then you hope that, you know, that on his team or on the opponent's team, he doesn't have guys coming along with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that might decide the series, guys. As you guys have talked about, I mean, who can step up beyond the star and help out? We've seen Clay do it many, many times. I think he's going to have some great games here coming up. Draymond impacted the game defensively in different ways. So that's what's going to decide this thing, but that's the whole point. Players right. that play the best should win.
No, you're absolutely right. Bob Myers here on 95.7 The Game on the Morning Roast, as he is every other Tuesday for the executive show. And, you know, Klay Thompson, I've been high on Klay all season long. I think he's going to break out. So all of a sudden he has a couple bad games, and, oh, his postseason's been terrible. It's like, we already forgot about the Denver series where he lit it up for the first four games in that one. But since you brought up Steph Curry, just over his finals career, the numbers here, Bob, and you probably know him, but 27 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, 6 assists, 59% true shooting percentage. He's one of three players ever averaging 25-5-5 on 55 true shooting percentage in the finals. The others are LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
Wow.
And what's so been special about these first two games is there's been a little more ball screens you guys have used, a little more pick and rolls that you guys are using at the start of half court to give them more space to work against their bigs. I mean, this guy, the way he's talked about on some of the networks compared to what it is in reality, it's just night and day. This guy's been an all-time great in the finals.
You know what? It's so sad we have to defend him.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Every day, like, Bob.
What'd you say?
Every day we have to defend him.
It's ridiculous.
Because of this finals MVP thing. And it's like, wait a minute. 2015, he dropped 37 in game five, and he was great in games 4, 5, and 6. So I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't either. This guy is, I don't know if you guys said it, but he's a made man. There's nothing he's done. Forget about this final. It's already been done. He's already done it. I mean, he's already proven it. I don't know what he has to continue to prove. I mean, that's that. I heard that. I read that. It's tremendous. But why is that eye-opening? Why can't that just be, oh, yeah, he is as good as those guys? It's almost like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know Steph averaged those kind of numbers. What are you watching? I mean, what are you looking at? I mean, he's been doing it. This is his sixth finals in 8 years. Have we not watched him? Have we not watched him over the regular season? I don't know if it's envy. I don't know what it is about him that causes people to fail to recognize what he's doing out there or reluctantly praise him. By the way, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in your life. He's the guy you should be rooting for.
Yeah, right.
And almost like you should be heaping praise on him. What an unbelievable face of the NBA. I mean, it's almost like, why do we tear down him? He's humble. Watch how he celebrates his teammates. Watch how he moves. I know. I see him every day. I've seen him for 10 years. The guy is what you see. There's no other version of Curry that's a bad guy and behind the scenes is saying, I should have been finals MVP. Never once, ever, has he ever said to me or anybody that I've heard, that Iguodala finals, that should have been mine. He never once, when he signed his contract, his first contract, when everybody said he got underpaid, never joking, never serious, ever came to me during that contract and said, hey, man, you guys got over on me. Like, wait until my next deal. The guy is an unbelievable human being. Why aren't we just celebrating him? By the way, even if he wasn't, which he is, we still should because he's a great basketball player. Yeah. So I know that whole stuff with Curry. Somebody asked me one time, how important is he to the organization? And I said, what's a better word than everything? It's like, what's more than everything? I don't know. So I don't understand it. the people that are negative on him will miss him when he's gone, but that's a bad way to appreciate mm-hmm. someone.
I mean, come on.
Appreciate him now for what he does for the game, for what he does for so many fans throughout the world. I mean, he's a guy to get behind, not attack.
Bob, you are just on fire this morning. I'm loving it. How about, and I want to rat-a-tat-tat some of these other guys on the team, but how about him getting his clubs re-gripped the other day and that going viral? That was pretty cool, huh? Only Steph.
Well, you know, he's in life, as you know, I mean, these guys are machines. You got to have an outlet.
Absolutely.
A little bit. Otherwise, this thing sucks you into a vortex. So he's pretty good at his balance.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I want to rat-a-tat-tat some of these guys and just like where they're at physically right now. Iguodala, are we going to see him the rest of the series, or is it kind of day-to-day?
I don't know. I think it's day-to-day. The knee thing is unrelated to the neck. And, you know, he's getting older, and that thing came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Andre, he's like, all of a sudden, my knee just swelled up. And, you know, it's age, it's wear and tear, it's miles on the body. So it's day-to-day as far as he goes.
How about Otto Porter? How's that foot feeling?
Otto's fine. I mean, we haven't been burning him 30 minutes. It's feeling better than it has. I mean, in the last game, you know, he wasn't limping as much as he was in game one. So I think every day that passes, it's better. There's time between these games. At least there is between one and two and two and three. Three and four is just one day. But right. Otto's been doing fine. I think the minutes we have him on aren't setting him back. So he should be fine, ready to go.
Hit a big three in that third quarter when Boston cut it to six. He upped that lead to 71-62. That was a good sight to see.
Yeah, that was great. And that was in that moment where they were making a little attempt. And those shots aren't kind of, you guys mentioned it, so you know the importance of it. But to kind of keep the lead where it was, that was a big shot for us and for him, too.
Bob, you know, me and B kind of nerd out over things like this. As a lover of basketball, as someone who understands just kind of like this community and what the Warriors mean to this community, and then you take a step back and you're like, the Boston Celtics.
I know.
We are in the finals against the Boston Celtics at the TD Garden, and my Warrior team that I've constructed is going up to try to win their fourth championship and has to go through Boston. Just acting as a lover of this community, of your organization, of the job that you're doing, and these guys that you've assembled. Now you're going up against it. I mean, it's got to be a pinch-me moment for you. Have you had a chance to kind of, like, soak it in?
I appreciate you saying that because I didn't until this second.
Wow.
I appreciate you saying that because I wish I had more people around me that said stuff like that because I did grow up here too. I grew up a Warriors fan. And to think about it, and I honestly haven't until you just said that, we're going up against the Celtics. The Celtics for us and our generation, and you guys are similar in age to me, it was the Celtics and the Lakers and the rest of the league. I mean, that's what I grew up on. It was not the Warriors or any other team for that matter. And so, yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. You know, one time I was driving to the arena years ago and driving to the finals. And for someone that grew up sitting up at Oracle in the nosebleeds and having the time of my life and not thinking that I looked down there and I said, those seats are for other people, not for me, my family. I remember thinking one time as I was driving over the bridge, cause I was living in the city going back to Oakland. And I said, you know what's cool? I said, I can go anywhere I want tonight for the game. I can walk in the locker room. I can go down to the floor. And for a kid that grew up a Warriors fan, so I need people to say stuff to me like that or hear it. And I appreciate you saying it because, yeah, it's I hope our fans can do that too because it's been such a great amount of success.
Right.
That you do have to step back sometimes and appreciate how you framed that because we only 6, 8, 10 years ago, we were a long way from now. And to think now that this is kind of like, well, yeah, of course we're playing the Celtics. We got to appreciate, I do, I know. People can think whatever they want, but I appreciate you saying that.
No, we nerd out about this stuff a lot, Bob, because you think back to 2015.
How about it's not nerding out, though, to me. It's like
it's appreciation.
No, it's appreciation. No, it's appreciating the moment and living in the moment because we go back to 2015 and LeBron James is on the other side of the floor, and I'm thinking, as a Warrior fan, we play video games all the time, Bob. We play a lot of video games.
We're like, stupefied.
You can't even simulate to the NBA Finals and get a Warriors versus LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Finals. And then we think about two of the original 11 franchises in the NBA, the parquet floor, all the banners.
Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun, the 17 banners. Bird, McHale, Paris, Cowens, you name it.
And our gunslingers, our Bill grizzled Russell champions with our coach, and you guys, you're going over there. just for, as a kid that takes a tremendous amount of pride through the sports teams that, that represent this community, we're going there, and I'm just like, this is incredible. Like, I realize how special this is, and it's just sometimes you get caught up in the day-to-day and you don't take a step back and soak it, and that's why I asked it.
No, it's huge. I mean, when I was at UCLA, I remember the first time I walked to the gym, you look up there, and there's 10 national championships, and you can just kind of feel that history in the building. And the same thing as Celtic. You walk up, you can't miss the 17. You just look up, and you're like, man. And if you're like us, I grew up loving basketball. I will always love basketball. I always, the first kind of memory of like something, the first thing I loved besides my family and friends was basketball. So, yeah, I mean, looking up at that, I'll do it too. I'll look up and be like, man, this is pretty amazing to go against these guys and their history in the NBA Finals.
Bob, I'm thinking, since I'm going out there and I'm going to wear all my Warrior gear and I don't want to sit in the media section, me, you, we reenact
you
Entourage, the TV show. I'll just be your sidekick, you know?
I didn't know. I knew it was coming, Bob. I didn't know it was coming,
man. I got my Wilt jersey ready.
Dude, he hasn't done this in a while, Bob. But today, Gary Wasbird of the Boston Globe, he's asking him for some seats. Dave Fleming, he's asking him for some golf tips. At Brookline, I mean, it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Well, Shasky, sometimes he goes right to the edge, and then sometimes he goes over.
I'm like Draymond.
He is Draymond. You are Draymond.
Sometimes you got to kick him out. Two technicals, he's got to go.
Bob, man,
we
can't wait to see you in Boston. If we fly out a little bit later, and as you said, looking up at the banners, the parquet floor, we're going to drive out to the NBA the Memorial Hall of Fame in Springfield. Yep. We're going to do that on Thursday on our off day to soak in that history and appreciate the great game we love in the NBA and basketball. And hopefully you guys get a couple wins out there in Boston. Been a fascinating first two games of this series.
We didn't even talk
about game one. We ran out of time here. We got caught up in other things here, but Bob, we'll see you out there. Maybe we'll have some off-the-record conversations about game number one.
Sounds good, guys. I'll see you out there. Safe travel.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.